Blog Talk Radio.
Kind of bear with us for a moment. Please. Let me get this down here.
And nothing comes close to what the vibe is. Nothing's more exciting than the time I spend with you. No one but you can be true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, you mean the world for me. You are my everything, and I never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you.
When you understand the words in it, and I'm just gonna play just a tad bit more for those that might have missed some of this. My young listeners, special requests and hot on Speak to Me. And so I hope you enjoyed it. Welcome to the Word at Noon. My name is Louis Beasley. I am an apostle of Jesus Christ. I do the will of God. Hallelujah. We're going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into God's lesson. Hallelujah. You with us, Pastor Bill?
Yes, good afternoon, everyone. And thank you, Pastor, for that selection. Amen, amen. We have to reach everyone, young and old alike. Amen. We all need that, need his word. Let us, the scripture I'd like to share for our prayer is coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 and 22. Now he which established us with you in Christ and hath anointed us is God, who hath also sealed us and given the earnest of the Spirit in our hearts. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we thank you, Father God, another opportunity to come together and be in your word, Father God. We thank you for the listeners. Thank you for those who participate, Father God. We're just giving you thanks for all things, Father God, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us all. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask that you would just open up our hearts and our mind to this word, Father God, this powerful message and teaching on the Holy Ghost and what the Holy Ghost does. And Father God, we just want to draw nearer to you, Father God. Lord, we just ask that you be with those that are sick and shut in, be with those who are bereaved, be with those that are going through. We know you're a way maker out of no way, Father God, and your word tells us to trust in you with all of our heart, and it also tells us that you will supply all of our needs, Father God. And then it tells us you will keep us in perfect peace whose mind has stayed on thee, Father God. Lord, we're just praying for each and every one as we draw closer to you. Help us, Lord, to receive this word and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us and open up our hearts. Bless our pastor. Continue to be with him. Be with the listeners, Father God, and those that listen by internet, Father God. We just ask that you will bless each and every one. They will have a testimony for you, Father God. So we give you praise. Now have your way. In the name of Christ Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. Yesterday, we left off really at Mark 4, 29, 29th verse, but we had read 14 through the 29th. We didn't really get to the part that I was trying to get to. So let me start off by saying this is a sowing seed. Now, when you think of it, think spiritually, because that's what he's actually talking about, a spiritual seed, okay? It's really important, brothers and sisters. Do not miss this. This sower is sowing spiritual seed. And let me tell you how plain this is. You cannot sow tomato and because you want collards coming up, not going to work.
Amen.
I know that sounds real simple to a lot of people, but I'm telling you, because what happens is our feelings get in the way. Well, I planted okra, but I really want tomatoes. It doesn't work that way. You reap what you sow. How do I know that? Go to Galatians 6 and 7 and 8. And then we're going to go back to this story. But you got to understand that these are not my words. It's just the words from the Father, okay? And when he speaks and he says, be not deceived. In other words, don't fool yourself. Don't fool yourself. because you're feeling it. You know, well, I don't care how you feel, it doesn't matter. If you're not sowing to the spirit, don't expect to reap nothing spiritual. Then once you do start sowing to the spirit, that's when you make sure you try the spirit by the spirit to make sure is it of God or not. Okay? Galatians 6:7-8. Will you read that for me, Evangelist Sharon?
And yes, good cold,
she got some of that bad weather too, Pastor.
Oh, did she?
Memphis and
yes,
Ohio.
Yes, no, then we're in a state of emergency here.
I'm saying Tennessee. Right in Georgia. All right, go ahead, sister. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Praise God.
Good afternoon to everyone. In Galatians, it reads as follows in the King James. Be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of spirit reap life everlasting. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, ignoring God, harvests a crop of weeds. All he'll have to show for his life is weeds. But the one who plants in response to God, letting God's Spirit do the growth work in him, harvests a crop of real life, eternal life. Amen.
I mean, that's plain to me. I don't know about anyone else. And not expect anything but what you sow. So,
yeah.
I don't know what road you're on, but I'd like for you to think about this. If you've been sowing to the flesh, stop it, I say.
Yeah.
Because eventually, you're going to reap from the flesh. In other words, God's looking at you. He's peeping at you.
Yeah. Amen.
So you can't throw it and hide your hand. It doesn't work like that. You can't.
Amen.
Hide your hands. It won't work like that.
That's right. Amen.
This is how it's going to work, brothers and sisters. If you sow tomatoes, you know what? I changed my mind. I think I'll have okra. And that's what I'm feeling. It doesn't work that way. See, here's a couple things you got to understand. The seed that you put in there, it's already grown. It's fully grown. Whatever seed you done put in the ground, that's what it is. So if you planted a tomato, that's what you got. It's full.
Amen.
You don't see it as full. You see it as a little seed. You don't see the watermelon. You see it as a seed. See, and that's what I feel that's going on with a lot of Christians. They don't understand the inner image of the seed that's been planted in them. There's an inner image of that. Just talk to me for a minute. I want y'all to see this. See, when you plant the seed of Christianity in you, or love, or Christ-like, or whatever you want, that's the seed. Even though you don't see it fully developed, that's the seed. And it what's enough watering, enough sunlight, enough watering, it's going to come to fruition. Well, that works both ways, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
I mean, this is no joke. This is for real. And you got to understand that like that, that this is real. Spiritually, it's just as real as it is in the natural. So now you got to go back and look at what kind of harvest you want.
Yeah.
whatever you planted, that's the kind of harvest you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
If you've if you've been sowing corruption, I know it's bad, but if you've been sowing corruption, destruction is coming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's right.
You can't see, a lot of people think because they go to church, you're not sowing to the spirit when you go to church. You just told you what you just did. You just sowed to the flesh because you went to the building. But now, there's a difference between sowing to the church and being the church. See? Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
You sow into the spirit, then that's what you becoming. That spiritual, remember what Peter said? Do I need to go there? We're spiritual house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Do I need to go to 1 Corinthians 6? See, don't make me go there. I'm trying to show you that what you've been sowing to could have been wrong all along. Because I did.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that, man, all that money, that was flesh. All that time that I gave to this organization and that organization, sorry, that was flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Did I believe?
Yeah.
Yes, I believe. But what that had to do with it?
Mm-hmm.
I sure did believe. And my belief could have been wrong. But that's what I sowed to, so that's what I got to reap from. See, it doesn't change because you say, oh, I'm a believer. You saying that doesn't change the fact that that ain't what you put in the ground. Preach, I'm trying to do the best I can. See, because he says this, I want y'all to hear this. If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. But if you sow to the spirit, you're going to reap everlasting life.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, that's what we're really talking about, our eternal life. We need
to
know what we do, how we do. So at the end of the day, whatever you do, it should be reaping eternal life if you don't faint. If you don't get weary now on this journey, if you don't give up now, just hang in there.
Yeah.
That's what you're going to reap.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember we were talking over there in Mark 4? There's enough stuff there to cause you to get weary on this journey. Let's go back there. That's Mark 4. And remember he talked about how that... I know I'm switching, but I want you all to understand how important this lesson is.
Mm-hmm.
This lesson is so... It is truly important that you understand that we're talking about a spiritual walk. And the man even made mention, he says, you know what? You don't light a candle and you put it on the bushel. That ain't what you do. So you don't plant something and, okay, now, it's one other point I want to make. I haven't been able to make it this week. I'm trying to make it. And that is, you don't do nothing with the seed anyway.
That's right. That's right. Amen.
What you do with it? You just put it in the ground.
Put it in the ground. Mm-hmm.
You don't know how it's taking form and taking shape. And you don't know. But you do have to put it in the ground if you want to see any action at all. That's what we come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's right.
Because, see, once you see get in there, you will have some trials and you will have some tribulation and there will be a reckoning of the seed that you planted because you're going to have to go through something now because of the soil.
Yeah.
Remember what he said over there? No sooner you hear the word of God and, boy, you done got excited and you got it up in there. Slewfoot is right there. He right there.
Yeah.
And he ain't there to pray. And he's not there to pray. He ain't there to kiss you. He ain't there to hug you.
All right.
He there to snatch that life out of you. And that life is the word of God.
Yes, yes.
I mean, he may not say it quite that way, but a farmer know that. A farmer know he better watch out for that boll weevil, because that boll weevil will get his stuff. He know that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So whenever you hear the word, know that Satan comes at once. He said immediately. I don't know how soon that is. And maybe sooner than soon, especially when you don't see it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Notice scripture said he don't ask for it, Evangelist Sharon. He don't ask for it. He's not a gentleman, pastor. The Bible says he doesn't. Now, how you take things? See, he does it through trickery.
Mm-hmm. Say
it. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He slick.
Yeah.
You got stuff going on in your household. Satan took that word. He stole that word.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think life is getting better, and in one sense it's getting worse? Because he done took it. He take it.
Have mercy.
And I like to say he take it by every power, every means he got. And I meant to point that out. Immediately he takes the word. He takes it out of your heart. So guess what he does? He finds something else to do. He finds something else to put in your heart. Remember?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He used every weapon he had to choke that word out.
Mm-hmm.
That's how he does it.
Yeah.
He chokes it out. With some of us, it's family. Some of us, it's job. Some of us, our own children. We done heard a good word from God, and we read something, or we meditated on something, and immediately Satan come to take our mind off of it. That's why Joshua 1 and 8 said you got to meditate on this word day and night. Then you got to turn around and apply this word to your person. You got to make some kind of image of what's in you. And when I say this, it's because you got a full-grown seed in you, and it wants to come to fruition. It wants to pop through the surface, and you for some reason forgot about it. But if you do, here's the danger of forgetting. Satan's gonna be right there immediately, while you thinking, life is grand. That seed had started trying to grow in you. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you put that seed in you, it doesn't have like no real waiting period. It starts growing then. The moment you cover it up and start incubating it, whatever you do with that seed, well, it's the same way in the spirit, brothers and sisters. It starts growing.
Amen.
So when I read 26 through 32, because I want you to know, The growing time for planting, it's already there.
Mm-hmm.
It's fully grown.
Amen.
The seed is.
Mm-hmm.
Evangelist Sharon.
Yeah, and the King James reads as follows. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come. And he said, whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God, or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth is less than all the seeds that be in the earth, but when it's sown, it grows up and becomes greater than all herbs, and sheweth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, then Jesus said, God's kingdom is like seed thrown on a field by a man who then goes to bed and forgets about it. The seed sprouts and grows. He has no idea how it happened. The earth does it all without help. First, a green stem of grass, then a bud, then the ripened grain. When the grain is fully formed, he reaps harvest time. How can we picture God's kingdom? What kind of story can we use? It's like a pine nut. When it lands on the ground, it is quite small as seeds go. Yet once it is planted, it grows into a huge pine tree with thick branches. Eagles nest in it. Amen.
Yeah. So this is a story about the seed that grew, really. That's what he's telling you, about a seed that actually grew and what took place, how it happened. But here's a revelated word for you. So when he says, the kingdom of God is light. He's talking about his church, brothers and sisters. God's kingdom, his government, how he operates his church. This is how he does it. It's spiritual. Now, I know everybody don't see that, and I get that. But I want you to know that's what he's talking about. He's trying to give us a good picture of God's kingdom, a good picture of the church.
Mm-hmm.
How it looks. You know, nowadays, you want to get an idea of what it looks like, whatever it is. Give me a picture of it. Well, here's a picture of the church right here. It's his kingdom.
Right.
And this is how he did it. This is what he did. And you don't know about it unless you have revelation knowledge. Then he says, and I like this part too, because some folks miss it. It's God's kingdom. If I can say that one more time. It's God's church.
Mm-hmm.
It's God's seed.
Well,
I just need somebody to get a hold of that one. This God's stuff, man. It's his building. We're his spiritual building. That's what he's building up, a kingdom, a government.
Mm-hmm.
And
he's
doing it
through
the Holy Ghost.
Say
for
that.
The kingdom of God is not meat nor drink, but righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Wow.
Amen.
Do you see this? Am I the only one seeing this?
No, Pastor, we see it. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah. You got to get this, man. So you'll start planting the seed that you have, the right seed in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
And that seed needs to be spiritual.
Yeah.
I think about the years I've been trying to build a building, and I missed God because I wasn't trying to build a spiritual building. I was trying to build a natural building. I think about the times that I did a lot of flesh stuff for the organized, and I never did it for the spiritual church. God's church is spiritual. That's what this parable is about. And you won't understand it. It's going in the natural. It's foolishness to you. The only way you're going to get it is you have to have a spiritual seed put in you.
Amen.
I want what's in you to start growing. Yes. When you ask Christ in your life, that's a spiritual seed that's in there. But here's the thing. Did it get stolen before it could start growing?
Have mercy.
Have mercy.
If it did, what happened? After you got saved, what happened in your life? Maybe you need to put things in retrospect. Go back and look and say, you know what? Maybe my seed got stolen for this reason, because you recognize you're not growing, you recognize it's the same old. Well, your seed is gone, man. You're going to be out there looking out there every day, and you don't know that seed gone.
Right. Amen.
Don't get me up beside yourself now. Like yours couldn't get stolen. Couldn't get stolen. Yes. That's what Satan does.
Mm-hmm.
He comes
yes,
to steal,
is.
Kill, and destroy.
Yes,
you done got your lunch, baby, and you don't even know it. Here you trying
have
to
mercy.
Live on something that ain't even in the ground.
Mm.
Yeah.
Have mercy.
That's why you can't show love. That's why you don't have no compassion. That's why that God stuff in you is not coming out. Because Satan stole that seed.
Have mercy. Mm.
You wonder why you talk like you talk. Where the seed gone?
Mm.
Do you see? Remember what the seed is? Righteous, peace, joy, and the Holy Ghost. All that gone. That seed left. When Satan saw you had that thing up in you, the Bible says he stole it.
Have mercy.
No, he took it from you. And then
yeah,
he tells you how
yeah.
he took it. How he actually stole that seed. All you got to do is go back
yeah.
and look at your own life, and you'll see it. You'll see that you got ripped off. Not going to
yeah.
do something about it. I love it. Yeah, go back and do something. And then get another seed and put another seed up in it.